a brand new heter called Pesach Pasuach L'Rishis HaRabim. Now we're in the heter stages. We're going to learn some heterim. Situations where things are that we would have otherwise thought were prohibited are actually mutter. So the Mechaber writes that if there's Pesach Bayis Shepischo Pasuach L'Rishis HaRabim Ein Chshash Lis Yachid Sham Ima Erva. Sounds like no qualms, no issues. We said last week that the Chalkas Mechokik puts the limitation on this heter, that this doesn't apply to a person that is libo gaspo, that there's that old relationship. Where else did we find that there's a limitation of libo gaspo? Where else did we find such a limitation? 3-1, excellent. Pshitas Rashi, that one man with three women is a heter, but Rashi says the buck stops here, where it's libo gaspo, and that's why the Mishnah says if it's Esek and Manoshim, that's an example of libo gaspo, someone that there's some sort of connection with these women prior, and therefore you're not going to have the heter. So the Chalkas Mechaikik on his own, based on a Trumas Hadeshin that says that when you warn a woman, kinola, when a husband warns a woman, don't be with this man, so there's not going to be a heter of Pesach Pasuach, so the Chalkas Mechaikik extends that to also libo gaspo would be a very common case. An old friend, an old relationship, whatever it is, then you wouldn't have a heter of Pesach Pasuach, which is Arabim. That would be a tremendous chumrah. Rav Moshe and the Taz, we pointed out last week, do not accept such a chumrah and take the heterim of the Gemara at face value, that when the Gemara introduces Pesach Pasuach, it doesn't say anything about libo gaspo. Whereas there are other heterim in the Gemara, like Baila Be'ir, that the Gemara does say that limitation, and that seems to infer that what we don't have on the books, what the Trumas Hadeshin didn't say explicitly, that there's a limitation, Pesach Pasuach L'Rishis HaRabim is just plain old, not Yichud. When it's Pesach Pasuach L'Rishis HaRabim, when there's an opening inside the to the Rishis HaRabim, that's just a lack of Yichud. That means it's as if you're standing in public, you're not secluded, which is the key word for Hilchos Yichud. Again, it doesn't have to be necessarily secluded in a closed area. We said it applies in the forest, it applies in the desert, but it needs to be some sort of seclusion. And if it's not some sort of seclusion, so then that's not going to be Yichud, and therefore an attachment to the Rishis HaRabim, well, is not a kula, it's just not Yichud. So Mela, you're not going to be limited in those cases, even that it's libo gaspo, that you have that relationship. One of the questions that we were dealing with last week was, what does that mean, Pesach Pasuach L'Rishis HaRabim? Is that literal, that the door is open? Or does that mean that, no, it's accessible, which means the door is unlocked? So it's a tremendous machlokas amongst the poskim. Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the Beis Meir were of the opinion that it means physically open to the public, and if it's not physically open to the public, it's prohibited. However, the Tshuvas HaRashba and the Tshuvas HaRadvaz seem to take the more lenient approach, that even if it's unlocked, then that's going to be something that is mutter. However, the limitation on that is that it has to be a situation where it's actually shayach, that someone's going to walk in. This is going to create differences between, you know, public areas, accessible areas, and very private areas. There are private areas that are accessible, I would say like a dormitory room, or depending on the situation, a Hamish apartment, people walk in and out. So that's something that a Pesach Pasuach L'Rishis HaRabim, at a time when it's Shayach and a time when people would walk in. Again, there's even a limitation on that. If it's very, very late at night, it's 3 a.m, no one's expected to come in at that time. So then even the Rashba will say that that's not going to be mutter. If it's even a door that's wide open and it's 3 a.m, even Rabbi Akiva Eiger will say that that's not going to be helpful, because that doesn't make a Rishis HaRabim. That's not helpful. And when it's a scenario that it's shayach for someone to come in, so then now, even if they're not going to come in, so that's going to be something that's going to create a Pesach Pasuach L'Rishis HaRabim, because the Rashba explains psychologically, and that's where the Rashba's approach. It could be that the Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the Rashba were having a lamda shemachloikis. What's the reason Pesach Pasuach L'Rishis HaRabim is mutter? Is it because it's actually as if I'm in the Rishis HaRabim, so therefore you need a doorway that's open? Or no, there's a psychological factor. I'm nervous. If I'm nervous because it's shayach that someone could come in, so then that's already going to create a psychological factor to inhibit me to be nichshal in an avera with this woman, and therefore that's sufficient. However, in a lot of situations, which Amir Tzeshem, you guys will find yourselves when you get married and you own homes, and there's a privacy of those homes, and you're going to not have a Hamish apartment, and you're going to have, when the door is closed, that means people have to knock. So then that's usually, according to most poskim, that's going to create a scenario that's not going to be Pesach Pesul versus Rabbah. Although we quoted last week a fascinating sheet of the Rav Moshe Feinstein, that Rav Moshe said that even if you knock on the door and it's locked, that's going to create a psychological factor that's going to be mutter. But most of the poskim seem to hold that it has to be at least one of the two opinions that I presented earlier, that has to be at least open or at least unlocked in order to have this heter of pasul chesedravim. And if it's not shayach, that someone's going to walk in, so then you're not going to have those heterim, so you have to rely on something else. So bottom line, Rabosa, what I'm basically presenting to you, take a situation like my house. People don't just walk in freely into my house. The fact that the door is unlocked, you know, Baruch Hashem, we live in a safe community, so that's not necessarily, it might be unlocked, but that's not necessarily going to deter people and change people from coming in and maneuvering them from coming in. So then how do I resolve situations of yichud that I find myself all the time? Over the summer, if I'm learning in my home, right, I told you before, there's a big joke in my shul that whenever they see me learning on the porch, so they know that Marcia is in the house. They know that the cleaning lady is obviously there. So what do I do if I want to stay in my house and my wife's walking out? So what are the heterim? Is there anything to rely on? Or is that straight up yichud? So we know yichud applies to a goy, right? That was one of the gzeiras that we started off with. Then midrabbanan, there's an isser to yichud with a goy. And I have to resolve it somehow. So what do I do? So came along a chiddush of the Neid Bihuda. The Neid Bihuda said that one example of Pesach Basuch L'Rishas HaRabim is a window. And if a person is in a window, now, that doesn't mean that it's any window. Rav Moshe writes, he has a few truths about this, Pesach Pesulach Rishas HaRabim, in that same long tshuva that he goes through, in Eben Ezra Chelek Dal Tzimin Samachay. B'chalon ha-pesulach Rishas HaRabim o'lechotzer she-nimtzoyim sham harbi anashe. It's sifkot and beis. Im hu lamala mimakum she-yicholim le-inchi she-michutz liros derech sham, aser. If it's too high, you're on the 20th floor and no one can see inside, so then obviously the window is not going to help. Ramesha says something that's a little vague over here, and this is a little bit of a dispute that I found amongst the poskim. So the Nevi Yehuda creates this heter that if you can see inside a window, so then it's mutter. So now the question is, what could you see inside the window? You could see the room, but obviously, we're on the premises over here that from where you're standing on the street and wherever the Rishas HaRabim is, you could see this window. If it's a high up floor, or if it's on the second floor and you can't see inside, so that's garnish. That's not going to help you for Ilchus Rishas HaRabim. Has to be some sort of Pesach Pesul Ilchus Rishas HaRabim that now it's seeable inside. So it's for this reason that, you know, that this could really create a heter with in the winter or when it's inconvenient, it's hot outside and you don't want to go outside. So you can stand by the window and that could sometimes be a heter. But there is a question amongst the poskim, what about being able to see on the side rooms? Meaning if you can't see everything on that floor from that window. So there are poskim that say, if I have the capability to go off and veer off on the side and not be seen by anyone outside, and that's not going to inhibit me, so very nice, the window is open. But what's that affecting me? Right now, I can just totally veer off with this guy or with this person that I'm being miyachid with, and that's going to be an isra yichud. However, from Rav Moshe, it doesn't sound like that. It sounds like Rav Moshe says, if you have a chalon that's open, listen to this lashon. if you have a lower window that people could see from the outside, oz im derech hachalon yecholon liros, if you could see through that window, gam b'chadorim achirim k'tzas yesh lahatir, then he says, even in the other windows, in the other rooms, I feel that there should be a heter. Again, I can only really see into one room. Va'af im ein yecholon liros, and even if they can't see into those rooms, aval yecholim lahargish ma shenasa sham yesh lahatir, but they can see epis something, or they can see movement around, and they can tell what's going on in the other rooms. So Rav Moshe is basically saying that you don't have to basically have a perfect vision of everything going on the floor. But if people can somehow tell, you know, basically what's going on the floor and can see clearly and into one window, so then that would be a Pesach Masuach, that it would be mutter. Now, if a person opens up windows, for sure, if a person opens up windows to all those floors, so then that's for sure something going to be mutter, because that's tantamount to a Pesach Masuach, which is a rabbin. It gets a little tricky with scenarios where every other room is absolutely blocked, and you can't even see anything into the other room, so that might be a little bit questionable, you know, about relying on that. But I think, you know, a person for sure, it's if a person stays in front of the window and is seeable and definitely margishable what's going on, that's definitely something to make matters better if it's seeable inside. Yeah.
So is it from like standing outside, like at the front of your driveway, or like from like the sidewalk, which is like?
So I don't usually the front of your driveway, you know, depends what you mean
like
the front.
The bottom.
Right, the bottom of your driveway, you're usually not going to have a Rishus HaRabim there.
Right.
That's private property, and you know, in Lawrence you'll get sued for trespassing. So depends how hamish your community is. Meaning most of the time it's not going to be counted from the bottom of the driveway. It's from the sidewalk. But there's a lot of times that the sidewalk, it could help. And now, just because you're on an upper apartment doesn't necessarily mean that's out. It could be that if you can see from other apartments, people can see what's going on, you know, so that's possible. It depends on the situation. It's not an absolute header. It's sometimes a little hard to create such a scenario to really be able to see everything, but it sometimes comes in handy. And it especially comes in handy in the following scenario. Cars. The poskim suggest that as long as you're driving in a Rishus HaRabim area, now again, I said last time, Rishus HaRabim is not defined as 600,000 people, which is the definition for Shabbos and Hotzah. That's not what we're talking about over here. A situation where people are often walking, and we'll talk about exactly the numbers in a second, so that will also be a Pesach Pesach Rishus HaRabim. Driving with a girl on a highway in a car, assuming there are no tinted windows. Because if you have tinted windows, which I think is illegal to have the front windows tinted. I'm not that people don't have it. I've seen people have it. But I think it is illegal to have the front to it, right? So that's good? So the front, for sure the front dashboard is illegal. So Lamaisa, I don't think tinted windows, although the post can make this distinction, because it's illegal, and I think that you will be able to be seen in the front, but obviously, assuming that there's no full tinted windows and it's seeable, the couple could be seen. So then that's going to be a heter. That's basically the premise of why you're allowed to take a girl in a car, because all these girls are pnuyos / d'oraisa nidos that you're going out with. So that's the heter for you to date in a car. The shaila is, what is the time that I'm limited to when people are off the road? So Rav Yashiv had a shir that he thought it's considered a Rishus HaRabim if every 10 minutes you'll see a person. So if a car will pass every 10 minutes, which I think is most of the time, and you know, on most of these major streets, so then that's still considered Pesach Pesach Rishus HaRabim, and you can rely on this Nodeh B'Yehuda that windows will help you for the car, because people will be able to see, you know, at least one individual on this major area once every 10 minutes. This was against the opinion of Rav Moshe Feinstein,
yeah.
Although we pointed out many coolers of Rav Moshe Feinstein, This was an extreme chumrah of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Not sure how the MTJ guys dated, but Rav Moshe has the following chumrah. Rav Moshe says that a car, it doesn't help to have a Pesach Pasur Chesharabim and to just rely on the people that are on the streets, that I'm now Mitzur of Chesharabim, which is the het that we're talking about, because Rav Moshe said, I have the capability of getting off, veering off to a side road, and being in seclusion with this woman, and we're worried that maybe you're going to get off the highway, right? You'll be tempted, and you'll get off the highway, and then you're going to go to some secluded area, you're going to be left with Yichud, and you could have Pesach Pesulach L'Shesarabim from today until tomorrow, but if you're in a secluded area, Mickey, there's nothing doing. Windows are not going to help you. Windows aren't going to help you. Oh. So Mickey says Givaldic, and Spitz says Givaldic. This Rav Moshe is a pella. This Rav Moshe is something that's very hard to grapple with. I don't understand. And if I have a door to my apartment, I don't have the ability to close the door. If I have a window in my apartment, I don't have the ability to close the shade. Point is that in the matzav that you're in right now, that's not nitan for yichud. So therefore, we're not concerned that you're going to change the situation. We look at Hakol Basher Usham. We look at Hakol in the situation right now. We don't suggest that, oh no, he can now do something that says, he could always do something that says, he could also walk into a, you know, he could also make any situation into a situation of Yichud in a very simple way, and yet the Chazal were matir, the heter of Pesach Pesach Sarabim. So this Rav Moshe, to be honest, I don't fully understand it. It's a big question in Halacha what the pshat is, but apparently Rav Moshe was machmir to his Talmidim. Rav Shechter told me about this, that a lot of people, in following Rav Moshe, they would take trains. I think one has the right to rely on the shiurim that we gave, and the shiur of Yashiv of 1 in 10 minutes, and most highways makes that permissible at most hours in the day. Not to say that's an absolute permission, Rav Moshe. If you're going up to, you know, to the country, or you're going up to areas that there are going to be no one on the road, and it's not going to even be a shiur of 1 in 10 minutes, that's going to be something that's usher if there's a girl in your car, unless you have other heterim and you have the right numbers in your situation, in your vehicle. But Pesach Pesulach Shesharabim is not going to help for those scenarios. But if you're staying on main roads, you're staying on, you know, thoroughfare areas, you're staying on areas that you know it's popular and people are there even at late hours, you know, 1 in 10 minutes, so then that's something that'll be mutter. Yeah.
Can you say Yichud is different? Because the whole thing about Yichud is that it's a get there so you won't do something wrong. So in a car, it's so easy to just pull over to the side.
It's not easy to close the door?
But
Rav Moshe's masking to a Beferish Gemara. I'm not asking Rav Moshe. I'll accept new Hagdaras in Yichud. But even Rav Moshe is going to have to be masking that the Gemara says, if right now I leave this shade open and people can see outside from the street, or I leave this door open and people from the base measure can see what's going on in this room, Rav Moshe is masking that to Beferish Gemara on Daf Pei Aleph and Aleph, that that's mutter. Why? I can very easily walk over, move the chair away, and close the door.
Right,
why are you worried that that's going to happen? If anything, that's easier than a car. That's my kasha. I don't understand it.
What remotion is that? The car?
Nesiyam Isha B'mechonis. Gimel.
Okay, I heard Rabbi Eisenstein say that when he was a rabbi in Camp Haskell, yeah, he stayed up one night, and he there was a car. Like more than every 10 minutes.
Oh, like Rabbi Yashiv.
No, no, no. Until a certain time. Under every 10 minutes.
Right, like Rabbi Yashiv. Oh, even up to the country.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, great.
At least by Camp
Hass. Oh, okay, great. So even up to Camp Hass, right. So you have to know. So Rabbi Eisenstein checked that area. You have to also know once you get off those areas.
When so like he's saying like he...
Well,
like
Hask is like Hask is right off the highway.
Saying,
if I remember correctly, right?
Yeah.
So I'm saying once you're going to a bungalow in certain scenarios, again, Akol, you have to check each area. If you check each area, so then Enachnami. But if you don't, so then you know, and there's some areas that can have windy roads, and even within the camp. So then it really gets into a question of the next thing I want to talk about, which is what is the Shir of Yichud? What is the Shir of Yichud? Is it relevant to find out the Shir of Yichud? How long Yichud is? And is this even relevant? So I think it's very relevant, especially in light of what Avi just mentioned, because depending on how long I might be even off the highway. Let's say Rav Eisenstein measured the highway, right? But I'm going into a deeper bungalow. So now I'm going to be on a road for a certain amount of minutes in order up until I get to my bungalow or up until I drop this girl at her bungalow. So at 11 o'clock at night, depending on the bungalow, but most of the time you're not going to have, you know, people walking around on the streets and on that main even on the main road at that time. Right? We pointed out last week that the Chazon Ish said already in his time that Pesach Pesulach L'Shtarabim already loses its heter past 10 o'clock. In Yerushalayim, they said it was 11 o'clock. I think that, yeah, again, it's relative. It's not a shear that's set in stone. It's dependent on the area, dependent on the Minhag HaMakom, and that's going to be when it's not popular for people to be on the street anymore, when it's very, very sparse and very rare for people to be around. So then you're going to have to be concerned about side roads also. Right? I'm right. Hask is right off the highway, right? It's like Mamish.
Yeah. Right. It's
time of year. Certain places, like upstate during the year, obviously, would be less.
For sure. Hakol is man va'ez. Hakol is man va'ez. They're always would depend on the times. And l'chora, the times, like Max is saying, would change based on the based on the year. In the bungalow during the winter, you know, that's a sheer yichud, like probably, you know, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You know what I'm saying? There's no one around there. But so it depends on the scenario. So the question is, really, we want to know, well, what situations are just not yichudable? They're just not meeting the level and the measurement of yichud, so we don't have a problem, and it's a certain amount of time that we're not concerned. But before I mention this, it's a little bit odd to talk about this, because we have a concept in halacha which we've spoken about in the past. Chalukas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish in the Gemara in Yuma, and we paskin it's an Issa De'oraisa, like Rabbi Yochanan, Chatzi Shir, Aser Min HaTorah. So let's say I have a kezias of pig in front of me, right? Am I allowed to take a bite less than a kezias of that pig? What's the answer? No. Is that an Issa De'oraisa or Issa De'rabbanan? Right, so we pass like Rabbi Yochanan. Either we learn from a pasuk, or we learn from a smara, the Gemara in Yuma and Dalet, but this is an Issa D'oraisa. Kol Chelev, Chazil Tzarufe, Svara, Pasuk, whatever it is. Chatzi Shir, in Halacha, even smaller than the measurement, might not get you Malkus, might not get you lashes, might not be the real McCoy, but it's still an Issa D'oraisa. We would say something D'oraisa L'chumra about it. So, Rabbi, why are you wasting my time with measurements? Why are you measuring my time with Shiurim? Any Zman, any second that I'm in seclusion with this woman, even if the drive off the road, Avi, is only going to be 1 minute, but it will be Chatzi Shir of whatever the Shir Yichud is. So who cares what the Shir Yichud is? So that's question number one. That's a very serious question. Maybe the whole question is irrelevant. Assuming that it is relevant, and we're going to have to resolve that question, what is the Shir Yichud? So the Gemara in Sota, where a lot of these halachas are coming from, because we're comparing it to the issue of a woman who her husband warned her not to go in seclusion with a certain man, and she becomes a Sota, and she has to drink the drink, right? Daf Yomi right now. So the Gemara has a language on Daf Dalid that the shear of the stira of the yichud is the amount of time that it takes to fry an egg. That's the Kedelitzos Beitza, and like the opinion of Rabbi Akiva on Daf Dalid, that is the Shir Yichud. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein paskins that included in that Shir Yichud is dependent on the scenario, is the following Chiddush. Says the Shir Yichud, the Gemara says, is, let's say, I don't know, I'm throwing out a number here, 6, 7 minutes, 8 minutes, you know, to fry an egg, whatever it is. Rav Moshe says, but that depends on the situation. That might be in a case where you know this woman. You have an old, relationship with this woman. Rav Moshe says from a very practical standpoint that the point over here, the Yisr Yichud, is not a gzera atu, nishika, chibuk, you know, touching each other. But the gzera is atu bia, the tashmish. So Rav Moshe writes, anything that is going to take time until you get to tashmish and complete tashmish, that will be completed, that will be concluded in the Isra Yichud. So Rav Moshe points out a very interesting ha'ara. If you don't know the woman, and you're with a strange woman, so it's going to take a little bit of time to convince her, and to, you know, get her to agree and acquiesce. So that should be included in the shir. Fascinating. I just thought that was a fascinating difference that Rav Moshe says depends if you know this woman or not. Right? Then Rav Moshe says, and even if you recognize the woman, so Rav Moshe says, even if you do recognize it, it does take a little bit more of a time. And then Rav Moshe says, and you also have to take into account the amount of time that it takes to take off the clothing. Like, that's also included. It's not just the sheer bia. It's not just only that. It's the sheer of the whole process, which, according to Rav Moshe, makes it a little longer. So that's just a fascinating analysis of Rav Moshe that you have to take everything into account. But again, why is that relevant if there's an isser like the Maharal Diskin points out that the shir yichud, that the din of yichud even applies to a chatzi shir, so it really shouldn't matter, you know, your 8-9 minutes that you've calculated or however long Rav Moshe's cheshbon will take you, lemaisa, even a mashuhu, even a second should be usser, because chatzi shir doesn't mean specifically half. Chatzi shir means any partial amount is included in that, and therefore it should already be usser. And that's a fascinating question. And the answer is as follows. And this is going to have tremendous, tremendous ramifications to the following halacha. Which halacha am I getting to?
Elevators.
So the answer is as follows. So again, according to the Maharal Diskin, that chatzi shir should be usser when it comes to Isser Yichud. So again, our ha'ar right now is, and our frame of mind should right now be, I don't care about the shiurim in Masechta Sota. I don't care about Rav Moshe's elongated version of the Gemara Masechta Sota of not only being frying an egg of how long the actual Maisa Bia takes, but rather it takes longer because you have to get to the pregame and you know all the getting to there and the custom and getting people comfortable. But even a mashu should be us. So both say now you have to hold a couple lam d'shechiluk. It's true. Chatzi shir is usher. And this is what Reb Shlomo Zalman created the heter for elevators. Chatzi shir is usher on something where it's actually shayach to have a full shir. But if it's impossible for me to fit and to be over the shir bia that the Gemara and Sota / Rav Moshe extends to, then a mashu and a partial amount of that yichud will not be usher al chatzi shir. Chatzi shir applies to a partial piece of something that's a whole piece that's in front of me. There's a kezayis over here. I cannot even nibble on that kezayis of nevela or that kezayis of chazir. Because why? It's chazil, it's tarufe. It now could join in with more kezayisim and eventually bring me to violate and bring the isser of kezayis shalim. But if you have a scenario that a partial amount will never leave you in a shir of yichud, so then that will never get you into the isser in the first place. So therefore, lehalacha, if you're in an elevator, and within a minute, inevitably, the elevator doors will open and go to another floor. So even though technically 1 or 2 minutes is a chatzi shir of the shir iser yichud, that should be usher al chatzi shir, it's not true. Because here it's never shayach to come to be an iser yichud. And it's by definition not going to be an iser yichud. So therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman paskins, a person does not have to be concerned about an elevator. Even if you want a taina that a person could stop the elevator and a person could break it, so the place can point out, but if it will be known, the fact that you guys were in seclusion and you guys stopped the elevator, so that's something that's already going to be fishy, that therefore we're not concerned about that. So it's for that reason, even though technically one should have said that every elevator is a chatzi shir of iser bia, it's not. Because by definition, the elevator is going to open and close and close the doors. So that's why that one has the ability to be makel by the din of elevators.
Has it helped you for driving the bungalow?
So it helps you for by driving the bungalow. It doesn't help you necessarily, because by driving the bungalow is the following scenario. Let's not even go to the bungalow. Let's go like this. What happens if I'm home, right? And I know Marcia's inside my house, and now I wanted to say I'm only going to go inside to go in for 3 minutes. I have to take care of something, and I'm not going to stay in for a shiris or yichud. What are you guys passing based on everything we analyzed?
No, it's right in front of you.
No. It's usher. Why? Because theoretically, I could decide to stay there. Exactly. I could decide to stay the whole shir iser yichud, and that's a good example of where chatzis shir is taka going to be usher, and the maral diskins psak is going to be shayach. It's only when it's out of my control and it's impossible for me to advance for this to actually turn in to be a shir iser yichud that in such a scenario that chatzis shir would not apply. Rabbosai, this heter of Pesach Pasuach that we're now discussing is a heter. One second. Sorry, I'm in the wrong place. Is a heter even for Prutzim Ugoyim? Doesn't matter whether or not, like we made chilukim before about the numbers and the ratios and different people that wouldn't necessarily have the heter, like the Gemara said, legabe two men and one woman, that it doesn't apply to prutzim. Over here, what's the reason that we would make the heter a super heter to say that Pesach Pesuach even applies to people who are not makbid on negia, not makbid on inyone arayos, and obviously goyim, who are not necessarily in that parsha either? Why would we make that a heter? Because Pesach Shoros Rabim is what? It's by definition, it's not yichud. Something is not yichud, so then we're not have to be concerned with limiting the heter. And just like we said before by Libo Gaspa, that we pass like Rav Meisha and the Taz to be makel on such a scenario, so then also over here we're going to be makel even by Goyim Uprutzim. What about another heter? What if it's very tough to have the heter of the chalon, or, you know, I'm not going to be in that such a room where you can see me and you can see everything and it's not necessarily apparent. Is there any other option of how to be matir yisri yichud? And Rabbosai, back to our classic case, which is a big issue that people don't realize, the babysitting case. The numbers are not what you expect. Bedtime is coming, right? And you don't necessarily have the right ratio in order to matir the yisri yichud, depending on if the babysitter is a girl or a boy, like we spoke about in earlier shiurim, and it can be very problematic. So is there anything to rely on? So it's not actually in Simen Chaf Beis of Hilchos Yichud, but there is a Ramah in Eben Ezer which alludes to yisri yichud, but it's talking about something else. It's talking about being misyachid with a woman that you divorced, that after you give her a get, you go into a room and you seclude, and then the Gemara talks about the fact that you should not go into seclusion, and then it's also a discussion in the poskim that maybe you're considered automatically married again because you went into yichud and seclusion with someone that you were just married to prior. So the Ramah says that you shouldn't be misyached with a woman. Actually, I have it in here. The Ramah says in Simen Kuf Mem Ches, quotes from the...
Someone who is married different than like a girl, just because
she married makes a difference in two of the following scenarios.
No, let's say she's divorced, because then she went through the tahara process. Right? We're saying that
she's not necessarily tahara right now. She got her period again. So the Ramah in Simen Kuf Mem Ches, the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch is talking about in Hilchos Gittin. It's after you gave a get. But this is a very important heter, Rabbosai. Kol ha-megarish al tanai. A person gave a get on condition. Bein shomer me'achshav, bein shomer im. Whether or not he said it, the get should be chal now, or it should be chal at a later date. V'im lo yiyeh harei zeh lo yisyachid imo. Sorry. Im yiyeh. Bein shomer im yiyeh v'im lo yiyeh. Whether or not the condition was with a lashon of im, which means the get will be chal at a later date, or he says me'achshav, the get will be chal now, but it's all the common denominator, it's all a divorce on condition. Lo yisyachin ima, so you should not go into seclusion with her, because that's going to make the get problematic. Kol zman shelo niskayim atnai, all that time, in the time difference when the condition was not fulfilled. El b'fnei eid, but rather you should make sure that you're not in full seclusion, it should be in front of someone. B'fnei eid, ve'eved, v'afilu shivcha, or in front of all these people. And then the Ramah adds in the following. Ubi yotze v'nichnas sagi. But if you have a person that is leaving and entering, so then that creates it that it's not a situation of yichud. What does that mean? That means that if someone could at any time and has the ability to walk in and does walk in and walks out, so then even though throughout the 9 minutes or throughout the 8 minutes, whatever it is, they're not always there, that creates our situation, just like in a Pesach Pasuach L'Shasarabim, where it's seeable or accessible to the public, but over here where you know a person is going to come in and out. I know my neighbor walks in and out, so even if it's not a Pesach Pasuach L'Shasarabim, even if the doors are closed, or even if the windows, shades are closed, but this person comes in and out, that could create a Heter Yichud. Now, if that person won't just walk in all the time, or the door is locked, so then that's not a Yotze V'Nichnas. This is something that is relied upon, Rabosai, in Hashkachas also. You know, if you don't have, there's usually, in most Vadim have, when it comes to Fleishik restaurants, you have something called a Mashkiach Tmidi, because there are more things that can be messed up, and you want that the Mashkiach should be there constantly at all the time, like in the Chinese place on Morlat, that guy, he's sitting there all the time, that's a Mashkiach Tmidi. However, if you have other restaurants, so then they really rely on this heter, that's called the Yotze V'Nichnas. He's coming in and out at any time, which creates mirtus, which creates fear, that the guy is not going to want to get caught mixing things up or changing things, and that's called the heter of Yotze V'Nichnas. So now, what are the hagdaras of a Yotze V'Nichnas? When I spoke to Rav Shechter was of the opinion that even if people have keys, and you have different neighbors that have keys to your house, when in a situation of babysitting or a situation of Isser Yichud, they have to actually come and pop in. And if they don't pop in, so then that doesn't actually create the fear factor, and that's not sufficient, just the fact that people know that there are keys. However, there are poskim and svarim that are more lenient about this, and they quote from Avol Yashiv, right, that if there are numerous individuals, not if one person has a key, but if there are numerous individuals that have keys and they could show up, that they quote from the Chazon Ish and from Avol Yashiv that such a situation could be mutter if there are enough of people that actually it would create a fear that that yichud would happen. So obviously it's best if the person could show up, that's going to be the best case of Yotze V'Nichnas, right? But again, it's all a function of creating a daiga and creating a worry of not wanting to get caught. So according to Reb Shechter, it's not enough for people to actually have the keys, but they would actually have to show up. But according to the Chazon Ish, right, the Tribuna Rav, if enough people have the keys that this person is aware about, that it's actually shayach, that they're going to get caught, so then technically that would be something to rely on, and that is the real one of the real only heter that I know about that really works for the babysitting issue, if you would rely on the kula opinion of numerous individuals having keys and being able to open. Obviously, if the key is in the door and the key is not going to be able to open up the lock, so, right, if the key is on the other side of the door and it's locked from the inside, obviously that's not going to help, right? That's not going to create Yotze V'Nichnas. You have to actually be a Yotze V'Nichnas where either the door is unlocked, and even though that might not be considered Pesach Pesuch L'Shasarabim, again, even if you hold Rabbi Kiva Eger's version of Pesach Pesuch L'Shasarabim, which means the door has to be wide open, right, he'll be moda that although it's not Pesach Pesuch L'Shasarabim, but if it's an actual Yotze V'Nichnas, this heter will help. Or if you hold that right? So this is not the same thing as Pesach Chutz Rabim, but it has to be an actual viable Yotze V'Nichnas. And it obviously can't be a situation where I know about it when you're going to come in. So lo mashal, let's say I have a video camera, and I can always see people approaching to the house or approaching into an office. We didn't talk about offices, Rabosai, about therapy sessions, about being in seclusion with people that it's going to be usher to be yichud with, which is a serious problem. If I have a video camera that I can see the security guard, I can see whoever has the keys approaching into my office before they come in, so that's not going to be a deterrent for me to violate the isser bia, because I can see everything that's going on and I'm very calm that I know what's going to happen, so that's not going to be. A yotze v'nichnas has to be through what? Through surprise. Through something that they're not going to be able to be seen. And then you have the different shitas in the poskim, whether or not they actually have to come, or if enough people have the keys, that already creates enough of a deterrent that I know I'm in an area that I actually might not be able to pull this off, and therefore that's going to deter me from violating the isser in the first place. Obviously, if your wife stepped out, even if she's not with you, and she's about to come back, like Mama, she went outside to, you know, across the street, and she's going to come right back. So I think that would count as a Yotze V'Nichnas, that would be something that would be mutter if you don't have a Pesach Pasul Chutz Rabim, if you're in a seclusion with some sort of Isser Yichud, some sort of scenario that creates the Isser Yichud. Next class, Mir Tashem, next Tuesday, we will discuss the Heterim and the issues of married individuals. A man with a married wife, and a wife in situations of yichud with a married man that don't necessarily follow the same halachos, that is crucial to know the different parameters and the different halachic nafkaminos of when it's mutter, when it's aser. There are absolutely new rules that we haven't yet learned out, which is called ishto imo, the heter of baila be'ir. We have to learn the parameters, the halachos, and few different cases, few different machloks amongst the poskim, between the Chazanish and the Chayi Adam, that will have tremendous ramifications, everyday cases, that people are faced with Isser Yichud, as simple as a worker coming into the house, or, you know, doing some job in the house that your wife is going to be with him. So what are scenarios that your wife could be relaxed about it and doesn't have to worry about Isser Yichud? Or what are scenarios which it will be problematic that you will have to be worried about the Isser Yichud? And is the Salachos the same parallel when it comes to husbands as it comes to wives? Mitzvah Shem will take care of that next year.
What's the title?
Where do you know if the parents had a camera in the house?
Cars and elevators.